What happened during the Nac Mac Feagle's search for the right smell was remembered by several witnesses. One was number 95, a ram, but all he remembered was a sudden noise in the night and a draughty feel on his back. That was about as exciting as it got for number 95. He went back to thinking about grass. Then there was Mildred Pusher, age 7, the daughter of the shepherd who owned number 95. One day, when she'd grown up and become a grandmother, she told her grandchildren about the night she came downstairs by candlelight for a drink of water and heard voices under the sink.
"And what do you think? The cupboard under the sink was full of fairies, and one said, 'Would you mind telling us where the turpentine is, would you?' So I told them outside in the barn, and they were gone."
"And what were the fairies like, Grandma?"
one of the grandchildren asked.
"Definitely smelly. And after they'd gone, there was a sound like, 'Aah!'"
The people in the king's legs, there were lots of king's heads or king's arms, and the owner had spotted a gap in the market, looked up as the door burst open.
"Good night to you, fellow big jobs."
The room fell horribly silent. Awkwardly, legs going in every direction, a scarecrow figure wove unsteadily towards the bar and grabbed it thankfully.
"A huge wee drop of your finest whisky, me fine barman fellow,"
it said from under the hat.
"And an ounce of Jolly Sailor."
"Sorry, sir, very popular Jolly Sailor. We've sold out."
The figure turned to the rest of the room.
"OK, a handful of gold to the first scunner who gives me a pipeful of Jolly Sailor."
A hand sagged into a coat pocket, came out jerkily and slammed ancient gold coins onto the bar. The room erupted, tables scraped, chairs overturned. The scarecrow man grabbed the first pipe and threw the coins into the air. As fights broke out, he turned back to the bar.
"And I ha' that whisky afore I go, barman." "Ach, you will na, big Jan. Shame on ye." "Oh, aye, and who deed and made ye, big man, eh?"
The customers stopped fighting to get at the coins and got up to face a body arguing with itself.
"OK, I'm the heed, right? The heed's in church. Well, speaking on behalf of the legs, we're no gonna stomp by and watch the heed get pissed, thank you very much."
Then, to the horror of the customers, the entire bottom half of the figure turned and started to walk towards the door. The top half fell forward and gripped the bar desperately. Then the figure tore itself in half. The legs staggered towards the door and fell over. A voice from somewhere in the trousers said,
"Grivens, time for Ofsky."
The air blurred and the door slammed. In the shocked silence, one of the customers stepped forward cautiously and prodded the heap of old clothes. The hat rolled off. He jumped back. And from outside came the sound of